Podcast. This is a podcast that we discuss the exciting events at Geelong Senior High, introduce teachers and other staff members, and get to know the podcast members.
In this podcast, we will discuss all things school-related, fun activities held at school, and most of all, have fun. The podcast team members are Kim Close,
Amelia Wilson, Brent Edge,
Alicia Kinnan, Darby Murray, Blake Tassel, and Cameron Griffin. And the podcast staff is Mr. Bizarre and Miss Kimber.
Up next is Miss Evans on information about the APEX program for 2023.
Hi, I'm here with Miss Evans, and today we're going to be asking questions about the APEX program.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
What is the purpose of the APEX program?
Okay, so the purpose of the APEX program is that here at Geraldton Senior High School, we'd like to introduce an academic excellence program, which we're going to expand over the next 4 years. So we're starting with year sevens. So what was traditionally the 7-1 class, and the 8-1 class, and the 9-1 class, will become the APEX classes. So the year sevens will get to expand themselves, challenge themselves, participate in competitions across maths, English, science, and HASS.
What is your role in the APEX program?
Oh, I've got the most exciting role. I get to be the coordinator of the program. So I'm a HASS teacher, and I'll be teaching the APEX class HASS along with my other Year 7 and 11 classes. But as coordinator, I get to oversee the team, which is Miss Sweetman, Miss Kimber, Miss Lucas, and Miss Cox, and we get to work together to create this program from scratch and to follow the students through their journey.
What do you hope to achieve with students in the APEX program?
Ooh, what do I hope to achieve? So in terms of pursuing excellence, there's a double-edged sword. We want them to challenge themselves. We want them to perform really well. We understand that we're going to have some sciencey kids who struggle with English, going to have kids like me who got like really high marks in English and HASS, but I couldn't count and I couldn't do science, so I get C's in science and maths. So we want to encourage the kids to excel in what they're interested in and passionate about and what they're really good at, but we also want to look after them socially and emotionally. So we want to teach them how to deal with failure in a really positive way. Meet challenges head on, have perseverance and resilience. So we've got to do both, look at academics and also look after them as a whole child.
Okay, thank you.
We will now interview Miss Davidson on the HASS system for 2023.
Hello, I'm here with Miss Davidson, and we're going to be talking about the changes with form next year. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. Can you please explain the new changes that will happen with form next year?
Yeah, absolutely. So things will look a little different in our school next year. We are shifting from having standalone year group forms to having vertical forms. So what that means is each and every form class in our school will have a range of 7 to 12 students, and they will all be in the same HASS. So you will have HASS structured vertical forms.
What is the importance of these changes?
Great question. So the idea or the thinking behind these changes is that it will really build that sense of belonging and connection to our school through really prioritising or putting forward the HASS system and our identity in terms of which HASS we're in. That sort of stuff already exists in our school, and we see that come out on athletics carnival days, swimming carnival days, founders days. We really see that sense of connection connection with houses and students and staff really owning what house they're in and really feeling like they're connected to and a part of that house. So we're really just building on that already existing really positive connection that people have with their houses and incorporating that into the form system. Making them vertical forms means that you can really have that mentorship and guidance across the year group. So year sevens that are new to our school in 2023 will have some older students in the 10, 11 and 12 cohorts that they'll know a bit better because they'll be in the same form classes and there'll be more opportunity for them to build that kind of rapport and build those mentoring kind of friendships as they're sort of transitioning into our high school setting. It also means that the house system will reflect in our student services structure as well. So rather than having year coordinators next year, we'll actually have house coordinators. So there'll be four house coordinators and they will be in charge of all of the students within that house from years 7 to 12. So it means that those house coordinators get an opportunity as well to work with a range of different students, not just students in one year group. And it's the same thing again outside of that form system. Within that house system, you have that opportunity for students and staff to really be connected to their house and form some really strong friendships and working relationships within that house. And there's opportunity again for like the leaders of that house and the school captains of those houses, the house captains, to really have those mentoring type relationships with the younger students as they transition into high school as well. And overall, what we're hoping that does is, you know, build that really strong sense of pride and culture.
How will these changes ensure a sense of belonging within the students?
Well, we're hoping that, as I said, it really means that people have a touchstone. So staff and students have a really strong touchstone and a connection to the school through who their house is and what that house represents. So it's more than just, oh, I'm going to be an Atlas and that's the colour green. There's going to be a real sense of belonging built into it in terms of the identity of that house. So there'll be a house mascot. There'll be some Willinu and Wadjeri names for those houses and the mascots as well. So really building in that community culture as well. And there will be a virtue attached to each of those houses as well. So things like honesty or courage. So something that the students and the staff can really identify with within themselves and apply to their everyday choices when they're here at school as well. And there will also be almost like a house story in terms of what the mascot is. So there'll be a bit more of that rich culture and history to connect with as well in regards to the story of the houses, so that it's more than just, oh, I'm an Atlas. There's something to really build upon there and really strongly connect with. And we're hoping what that will look like is that real strong sense of school pride, really knowing who we are, knowing what house you're in, having that really strong connection with your house and your peers and your staff, and really, understanding the value of that school pride.
Hello, I'm here with Mr. Keeming and we're going to do some more dad jokes.
Hello again. If you see a robbery at an Apple store, does that make you an eyewitness? I've started a new business making yachts in my attic. Yep, sales have gone through the roof.
Now we will hear from Ms. Walker and reflect on our 2022 journey.
Hello, thank you so much for having me here. It's Emma Walker, Principal of Geraldton Senior High School, and I think this is our very last podcast of 2022. So what an amazing student-led initiative this has been. I've loved being a part of it, and I know it's going to be famous in years to come for highlighting some of our wonderful characters at the school and, of course, asking some important questions. So well done to all the students that have been involved in this podcast. And thank you to their mentor, Ben Pizarro, of course, for helping them put that together. We've had an amazing year. What a year to celebrate. And I think to celebrate achievements is one thing, but We really should be acknowledging people's resilience this year. There's been some adversity, no question, around COVID and attendance and people's concerns about those things. So I do want to thank and be very grateful for not only our students and our families who've shown incredible resilience, but also our staff and who've ensured that we've at all times sort of tried to maintain continuity of learning and have come together despite, of course, even as a staff managing COVID ourselves and in our own families to really provide a seamless education for our students throughout all of this. So thank you so much firstly to our to this wonderful staff of Geraldton Senior High School for your support and for really digging in deep, because you do a tremendous job. I was asked how, you know, what is my favourite memory in my first year as principal. I think when you're new into a community, I've just had a great pleasure of just getting to know people. So lots and lots of students that I now know in our yard, chatting at recess and lunch, who know me by name and who we have a lovely laugh with and catch up with. Those have been real highlights for me. I felt very welcomed in the community, and certainly getting to know parents, whether it's at an assembly or in a meeting situation, has been a real highlight for me. I feel very welcome, so I really appreciate everyone for welcoming me into the community, and I can't believe it's the end of a first year for me, and looking forward to next year as well, of course. In terms of highlights, what I personally really loved our assemblies. I think as a new person, just bringing the school together has a tremendous sense of positivity, of achievement, and that's one thing I've really appreciated. Our NAIDOC week was just outstanding, and our assemblies that bring our students together in a culture of acknowledgement, whether it's academics, sporting, citizenship, acknowledging students who are showing our values of respect, responsibility and do your best. They're the sorts of moments that will stick in my mind, and of course culminating in a wonderful valedictory night or ceremony in October to farewell our Year 12s. We've got lots of things planned for next year, which is very exciting. Our APEX Academic Program of Excellence, of course, we've just had a parent-student get-together this week, and that's all ready to go, and some wonderful work by some teachers who are dedicated to ensuring that that's a very high-quality program. So thanks to them, that's a very exciting space for 2023. And most significantly, that will affect all students, is our real focus on the key concept of belonging. And with that comes a renewed focus, an enhanced focus on our houses. So Mimosa, Vega, Atlas and Sirius. And we'll basically, you'll hear a little bit more about this actually as you return next year. But what's wonderful is for the students really to feel like a strong sense and a feeling of belonging to that house, and to understand what that house stands for in both a narrative and also a virtue, those of courage, kindness, honesty and commitment. So you'll hear a little bit more about this, but it is based very much on the research. Our school is being structured around the house concept, because research really shows that when students feel a strong sense of belonging to something, whether it's a sporting club, a house, a form, or a team, certainly the achievement, engagement and achievement improves. And that's what we intend to do. We want school to feel like a safe, wonderful space where students come and they really know and feel that they have ownership over their successes, and with their house colleagues or friends, they're able to ensure that they achieve. We also have a focus on vertical structures, which means basically that houses and forms will have Year 7s, 8s, 9s, 10s, 11s and 12s in it. So we're developing a sort of mentor type big brother, big sister idea, and we'll be equipping many of those older students with some skills around leadership and mentorship to be able to support our younger students. So some really big work being done at Geraldton Senior High School, and I know that will improve and support our learning environment and the feelings that students have about their school. That's really important to us as a staff, and so I want to thank also a range of people that have been working very hard in that space to ensure that initiative is launched come first day of next year, which is wonderful. So just in the last thing, please, I just wanted to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas, and a wonderful and safe new year. Please take care of yourselves, and I do hope you have time as families to spend some time together over this coming weeks. And we'll see all students, bright and fresh, ready to learn, of course, on Wednesday the 1st of February, which is their very first day back. We'll get some information to you, of course, about that day, but we're looking forward to seeing you all back then. We're, as staff, of course, looking forward to a break ourselves. So look after yourselves, take care, stay safe, and have a wonderful end to 2022. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Seeker podcast. We look forward to having you here again. Watch out for new episodes.
If you have any suggestions or requests, please come and see a podcast member of staff.
See you next time.